It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
We welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home suffers the loss in their final game of the season. 57-46, the Bombers fall to the West Memphis Blue Devils. So it's a tough way for Mountain Home to go out, but again, I want to thank all our six seniors, Colton Peters, Talon Benton, Hunter Bashirs, Baylor Cresilius, Bennett Pinson, and Luke Cruz for all the hard work that they've put in over the last few years. Let's go ahead and take a look at our final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home had one player in double figures, and that was Matt Jones with 10 points, 9 on the night for Talon Benton, 7 for Colton Peters, 6 for Baylor Cresilius, 5 for Luke Cruz. Also 4 on the night for Dawson Tabor, 3 for Brandon Morris, and 2 for Hunter Bashirs. West Memphis ended up with two players in double figures. Leading the way was Chris Moore with 16 points, 13 on the night for Corliss Brewer. 6 each for Kevin Page, Terry Burgess, and for Davion Doolittle. 3 on the night for Courtney Hill, and 2 each for Jamal Macklin, Deion Williams, and Kieran Hazley, and 1 point for Kylan Sykes. He was 1 of 4 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter. So with the loss, this game ended up with two ties, but no lead changes. So Mountain Home did tie the game up a couple times in the first half, but they were never able to take the lead. West Memphis, again, pulled away there in the third quarter. Kind of like they did in the last meeting that they had. Mountain Home ended up with 8 turnovers and West Memphis with 5. So with the loss, Mountain Home is going to finish the season with a record of 9-17. They ended up 4-10 in the 5A East. West Memphis is going to finish in sole possession of second place in the 5A East. They will wrap up the year at 23-5 overall and 11-3 in the 5A East to beat out Nelton for that number 2 ranking. So again, Mountain Home's boys wrap up the season with an 11-point loss to West Memphis, 57-46. But the Mountain Home girls defeat to West Memphis tonight, 49-41, and they are not done this year. Lady Bombers will be moving on to the Class 5A state tournament this coming Thursday at Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy. For those of you who are not familiar with that, it's just outside of Hot Springs. Lady Bombers' first opponent will be Sheridan. Mountain Home comes into this game as the number 3 seed in the 5A East. They actually finished tied for third place with Perigold in the conference, but won the tiebreaker for that number 3 ranking. And Sheridan comes in as the number 2 seed from the 5A South. So a good tough matchup for the Lady Yellow Jackets to start off the tournament. That'll be Thursday afternoon at 1, and we'll have that broadcast for you here on Classic Hits 101.7. So again, Mountain Home splits with West Memphis to end the regular season, and that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've just been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Well, that's going to wrap up the regular season, but be sure to tune in this coming Thursday as the Mountain Home girls will take on their first opponent in the Class 5A state tournament. They will face off against Sheridan this coming Thursday. Tip-off is scheduled for 1 p.m., and if you can't make it out there, of course, be sure to join us live on the air. Once again, this has been a broadcast of Bomber Basketball from your voice of the Bombers, Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.